Hello. Somebody has just appeared in the studio, like they've time travelled here. It's Cherie. Hello, Cherie.
Hey, Billy.
Or Cherise, should I say.
It's a split personality now.
Oh, is it really? You've got one of those too?
Yes.
Just the two or several?
Just the two, the author persona and the Cherie Curtis in daggy jeans persona.
There you go. Welcome.
Thank you. A local author.
You live at Bagara by the sea.
Yes, yeah.
Which is wonderful. But you've had a journey there, and part of that journey was, where did you go to school?
I went to school in a little town called Yulba. That's actually outside of Roma, and that's where I grew up on a farm outside there.
Have heard of it, yes. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And, when it only had a primary school, then I went to Wallumbilla till the year 10. And then I did the boarding school in Toowoomba for 11 and 12.
You were a big girl then.
I was a big girl
by the time you were in Toowoomba. In fact, yeah. I do believe that this whole journey really in writing kind of started in Toowoomba because you did some work experience there.
It did. Actually, it started with a typewriter.
A typewriter! Was it electric or manual?
It was electric. Yeah,
okay,
I'd actually grown up with a manual typewriter.
All right. So you're a modern Millie.
I was a modern Millie.
You got the wonderful.
My parents gave it to me for my 16th birthday, and I'd always loved writing, so I'd always been writing.
How wise are they?
Yeah, they were wonderful.
Seriously, you love to write,
wise
and they gave
and
you
amazing.
A typewriter. I love it. Isn't that beautiful?
So the first story I wrote on that typewriter, or typed up on that typewriter, was a book called, a story called Cat, and I entered it into a newspaper competition run by the Toowoomba Chronicle. It was for the Queensland Arts Council Writers Train during their journey out west. And I won the competition, so it went to my head.
Well done, you. As it does. It has to go to your head.
It was very exciting as a 16-year-old because I'd adored books my entire life, but never actually met an author in the flesh. So being able to meet...
yourself. Hello, me. I'm an author.
There was Tim Winton, Nick Earls,
really?
Thea Astley, Thomas Keneally. It was the cream.
Could you speak?
I did eventually, but I don't think I was very coherent. Sort of this little smile, and like, you're an author.
You,
Can I touch you? Don't think it's changed much.
Can I stand beside you, please? Can I breathe your air? Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
But that isn't that beautiful? Because to me, that's passion. That's you know what you want to do. You realize you can do it, and you're doing it, and then the journey starts, which is wonderful. And it started with your parents being so insightful they bought you a typewriter. They didn't buy you a book to read, they bought you a typewriter so you could write a book.
Well, actually, they bought me many books previously.
Okay, so you did that, and then did you decide then, after the experience at the Chronicle, to do journalism? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I was tossing up because I'd always loved English, my mother actually wanted to steer me into, a good job sort of thing.
So a doctor or a nurse?
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah, okay.
I was actually doing straight math science. But it was after winning the short story competition and having this English teacher who was so supportive of me, it was like, I really want to get paid to write.
I've got passion and I want it to come out.
And it was actually, I did work experience at the Toowoomba Chronicle. And loved it, and I just wanted to be a journalist. I wanted to spend all day talking to people, writing stories about them, seeing my work published, getting paid for that, and then in my spare time, I'd learn to write fiction books, and I'd become,
wonderful,
some great author. So that was the game plan at 16.
Yes.
Took a little bit of convincing my parents that I should do that, but they finally went, okay.
Yeah.
Did the journalism degree in Toowoomba, and then went straight back out to Roma where I, obviously got a job at the local paper,
so I wasn't
too far from home.
Local girl makes good. Headlines, paper, read all about it. Local lady makes good. Let's move forward to you being a journalist on the newspaper in our town, in our district, the Newsmail.
That's true. I worked 7 years at Roma. I was the senior journalist there. And then I fell in love. So I fell in love with a local boy who lived in Bundaberg.
Oh,
and
I haven't
doing,
got a violin, but anyway.
I know, he's so
they're
gorgeous.
They're playing.
Everyone who meets us knows we're just so devoted to each other and
awesome.
So in love. We'll be married 10 years next month. So
fantastic.
Very exciting for
us. Congratulations.
So we had this long distance relationship for some time and decided that the late night phone calls wouldn't work.
Yes.
So then I did. I moved up to Bundaberg. We got married and I actually hadn't planned. Even back then, I was working on my novels and I'd actually decided, okay, I've done 7 years journalism. I'm not going to do journalism when I go to Bundaberg. I'm actually going to find some other sort
of
job.
Yes.
And I'm just going to, you know, do a 9-to-5 job and I'll write my novels on the side and I'll get published. That didn't happen because when I resigned at the Western Star, obviously APN is a company that owns a lot of regional newspapers. Well, my editor at the Toowoomba Chronicle, who oversaw the Western Star, rang up the Bundaberg Newsmail editor and said, we've got a journalist going up your way.
She's coming your way. Yeah, of course we do.
So before I'd made any decision, I actually had a job offered to me, so I went straight from Roma, 2 weeks holiday, to move to Bundaberg.
To Bundy.
And then I started the Newsmail, which was a tremendous experience. I grew so much as a journalist there
because
it was a daily, met so many amazing people, fell in love with the Bundaberg community. It was incredibly hard coming from beef and wheat and going to fish and sugarcane. This was a huge learning curve.
Avocados and macadamias.
I know. So
good on you, though.
But it was fascinating. And because I'd come from an agricultural background, it's the same grassroots feeling.
Yes.
So I could understand the people. It was just, we have shopping centres in Bundaberg that you don't have at Roma. So
that's
it's the best of both worlds.
From inland to by the sea, because you live at Bagara now.
We do.
And you've moved on from full-time journalism through working at a dental surgery, because it meant that you could still have an income, but you could leave your job back at the office and write to a book, a launch of your book, world launch in Bundaberg now, today, tonight, yeah?
Yes. The launch of the ebook is tonight, so that's happening across the world. And then the national release of the paperback next month will be in Bundaberg, so we'll have a book launch at our own Bundaberg Library.
Let's not call it the book, let's call the book...
The Blood She Betrayed.
The Blood She Betrayed. And apparently somebody from outer space, like I think most of us are, has come down with a death what? A death light, is it, or a...
She's searching for a death lantern.
Death lantern, that's right, searching for a death lantern. Well, I know a few people who could give a death look, because I've had some of those, but I've never seen a death lantern, but I'm sure I could find out about one by reading your book.
Certainly, yeah. So it's just this fun young adult urban fantasy novel. You've got your girl from the other world, you know, an exiled princess has to save her people from the heart-devouring Talonors.
Of course she does.
She comes through the twilight mists and portals through to Brisbane, searching for this artifact, the Elnara, the Death Lantern.
Okay. I'm scared already. You've just given me a little pricey of what's going to happen.
That's it. It's pretty scary. I mean, for young adult. So she arrives in Brisbane and, not knowing the layout of the land, she gains the assistance of young Max McKeldin. He's a 17-year-old in year 12. And basically, he's sort of drunk a little bit too much Bundy rum.
Oh, my goodness. Has anybody ever done that?
I don't think so. I think it only happens in fiction.
In your book, yes, of course.
So we sort of turn the whole theme around. So he's on a balcony drinking his rum and accidentally slips and, you know, comes off the balcony. So she's actually arriving through...
Of course she is.
You know, through the twilight mist to Brisbane, and she catches him.
Lovely.
So already, you know, we've got the heroine and the sidekick.
Good on you. I love it. Now, can we download the book from tonight? Is that true? Is that what it means?
We can. Yes. Initially, it will be tonight when it launches. It will be available from the Clandestine website.
Okay,
they're
Clandestine.
Actually Australian genre specialists.
Yes.
And it will be live from Amazon, iTunes and Kobo in the next couple of days. So it just takes about 24 hours to go live on Amazon.
That's okay. And in paper form?
We don't have a date for October.
Okay.
Most likely the start of October, but we will keep Bundaberg informed.
And, of course, you know, your local bookstore, I talked to Phil later on today at Dimmicks. I've ordered so many books and found so many books that I like there, so you'll be able to find the book. The name of the book again, Cherie, is?
The Blood She Betrayed.
The Blood She Betrayed. E-launch tonight, October, later on, for the paperback. Absolutely delightful to meet you. And please come back and say hello again sometime.
I will. It would be lovely.
And enjoy your weekend at Bagara, because It's a beautiful spot. I'm just down the road at Moore Park Beach, and it is beautiful in this area or everywhere, but particularly for me by the ocean, there's something about it, isn't there?
It is.
All right.
Nothing like it on Earth.
See you later.